offenses that you know?
Not offhand, no.
When you put up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the...
Stakes that... The posts that hold a barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, what would you call a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I would not know. We're not...
All right. You don't have those here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what you would do if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what you would put in her nest to fool her?
A nest egg.
Mm-hmm. What would it be made of?
It'd be made of, what would you say, celluloid or something like that, just the shape of an egg.
Okay, well, what's the material that good dishes are made out of?
Mm-hmm.
What are good dishes made out of?
Dishes?
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, mostly china. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, if you had an egg made out of that, what would you call it?
Nest egg.
Okay. Well, if you used the word china with it, what would you say that?
A china egg.
Yes, sir. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you. Okay. Now, what would you get water in from the well? What would you carry it in?
In a bucket.
Okay. What would that be made of?
Usually, a good one would be made out of cedar.
Mm-hmm. And what about carrying milk?
All I'd say is a milk can. No, I would not know.
Well, what would they milk into?
A small bucket that would fit under the cow. They could.
Okay. And what would you carry food out to the pigs in?
A wheelbarrow, I imagine.
Well, if it were some kind of small container.
Just carry my slops.
What would you put the slops in?
Bucket or...
Okay.
Anything you would order.
Okay. Then what do you fry eggs in on the stove?
We, this being the home of Westnor, we use a Westnor.
Well, what is the container that you use?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever see one that had legs on it that they used in the fireplace to cook?
No.
This would be really old and probably out in the country, too. Did you ever see a big black thing out that they'd keep out in the backyard to boil clothes in?
Oh, yes. They were full of washing machines. They were very popular.
What do you call that?
Just a wash pot.
Okay. What would you put on the stove to heat water in for tea?
Kettle.
Okay, good. And how about a container that you might put flowers in if you cut them?
A vase.
Mm-hmm. And what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate?
Knife, fork, spoon, sometimes a dessert spoon, sometimes a soup spoon. Depends upon what's on the menu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And if you had more than one knife, you would say you had two?
Two knives.
Okay, good. We need to get some of these grammatical things. If the dishes were all dirty, you would say you have to go and do what?
Mm-hmm.
If the dishes are dirty, you have to...
Wash them.
Mm-hmm. And after she washes the dishes, then she does what to get the soap off?
She rinses them.
Mm-hmm. What do you wash dishes with? What thing? The cloth you use.
Brush with a wire.
Oh, okay. What do you dry them with?
Dish towel.
All right. And what do you wash your face with?
Face towel.
And what do you dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
Okay, got lots of towels there. What do you turn the water on with at the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
All right. And if you had one out in the yard to attach the hose to, what would you call that?
Still a faucet.
Suppose it were on a big container like a water cooler that you turn on.